Welcome to the MSF Frontline Report podcast for the 21st of December 2010. Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organisation. I'm Pete Masters, and this week we'll talk to the first MSF patient to have recovered from XDR-TB. XDR-TB stands for Extensive Drug-Resistant Tuberculosis. It occurs when a strain of TB has become resistant to the most effective and most commonly used drugs used to fight it, as well as the most effective alternative drugs. TB treatments and diagnostic tools are archaic and limited. Drugs for TB have not been improved in 4 decades. They cause terrible side effects and require the patient to take numerous pills every day for between 6 months and 3 years. While 1 in 5 patients under treatment for moderately resistant strains of the disease do not survive, patients with extensively resistant cases, if they can get treatment at all, usually must rely on less effective and more toxic medicines with lower success rates. However, in October of this year, Soliswa Amanas became the first patient to successfully complete XDR-TB treatment in MSF's project in Khayelitsha, South Africa. MSF's Kenneth Tong caught up with her on World AIDS Day in Cape Town.
This is Ken. It's World AIDS Day. It's December 1st, 2010. I'm here talking with Soliswa, right?
Yes, my name is Soliswa Amanas.
Soliswa Amanas.
Yes.
Okay, great. So last Christmas, you were undergoing treatment for XDR-TB, is that correct?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, how did that affect your plans with your family and friends?
It affected me a lot, because it was easy to go anywhere. I must stay at home all the time. So that was my problem. Sometimes I didn't even socialize with my friends because of the stigma. So it was not easy.
Tell me about the stigma. Like, why did you feel that you couldn't socialize with your friends?
Because they have small information about XDR. So they think it's a killer disease. I was thinking it's a killer disease the first time. I didn't know what is XDR. I was like, asking me a lot of questions. Why did this happen to me? What did I tend to deserve this? So I think it's the end of the road, I'm going to die.
That must have been a horrible feeling.
So it was very hard, because I was just alone with that pain. I didn't know anyone to share with that pain. Even my friends, they just pull away from me because I got XDR, but I try to be just honest with the treatment, take the treatment every day, just see what is going to happen. Like here at Khayelitsha, most of the people have diagnosed with XDR, they died. So I'm the first one.
So you mean you were the first one to survive or the first one to finish the treatment?
I'm the first one here at Khayelitsha, survived, but the others are still on treatment.
And so what are your plans? Will you celebrate somehow?
No, we've done the clinic, we've done the party. So we celebrate. I was on the 20th of October. It was very nice. So I was happy, because like I'm the first one here at Khayelitsha, so I must be proud, and I must be a good example to the others.
That's wonderful. So happy for you.
Amanas was under treatment for 2 years. The drug regimen needed to recover from XDR-TB is so taxing that many people stop their treatment long before its completion. The sheer number of drugs a patient needs to take and the horrible side effects they have are a massive challenge to recovery.
How long did the treatment take altogether?
2 years.
2 years, every day you're taking how many pills?
2 years every day, it's 19 for XDR, but I'm also HIV positive. So it was difficult, was something, it was 23
tablets every day for 2 years,
Monday to Friday for 2 years. Whatever, it's a holiday, it's not a holiday, I must go to the clinic and take the treatment.
The length of the treatment was not the only thing Amanas had to endure. TB drugs are notorious for their side effects, and most of the drugs used to treat patients with resistant strains of the disease were not effective enough to use as first-line treatments. Many are even more toxic. Side effects range from the unpleasant to the unbearable, and even to the dangerous. Several TB medicines have horrible gastric effects and may lead to kidney or liver dysfunction. Amana suffered from diarrhea the whole 2 years she was taking her medication, meaning she could eat properly only on very rare occasions.
Does that mean that a lot of people would go off the treatment?
Yeah, it's because of the side effects, you see. That is why they are just ignoring the treatment. It's because it's not easy.
So how did MSF staff support you during this treatment time?
No, it was very supportive. So supportive to me. They said I must finish the treatment and then. So
they're coming to visit you?
Yeah, they're coming to visit me, and if I have a problem, just pick up a phone and just phone booth. I have a problem like this, whatever, it's a personal problem. They were supportive.
Well, that's really the end of all the questions we have, but I, just wanted to say congratulations. It's wonderful news. I'm so happy for you. You know, everybody is thinking, Koniswa has finished the treatment. Our first patient has finished, and she's alive, and she's well, and she's doing so good.
Christmas this year will be very different from last year for Amanis. She will spend it with family and friends and will not have to worry about infecting the one she loves or about going to the clinic to take 23 tablets. However, she knows better than anyone that many of her fellow patients in Khayelitsha and in other TB hotspots around the world still have a long, long road ahead of them. And there are still more would-be patients who have no access to TB care, who are not being treated or diagnosed soon enough or correctly. The story of Zaliswa Amanis is a wonderful and uplifting one, and MSF is trying to do all it can to see that others are allowed to successfully complete treatment as she did. For more information on TB and how MSF is working to help those affected by it, visit msf.org to find the MSF website in your home country. If you have questions or comments, please send an email to msfpodcast@msf.org. MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organisation that delivers emergency assistance to people affected by wars, epidemics, and natural or man-made disasters in more than 60 countries around the world.